USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are investigating the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This was an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions. This did not have to happen.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall there regarding that withdrawal. The congressman continues by saying it didn't have to be this way.
But the president refused to listen to his own generals and the intelligence community, who warned him precisely what would happen.
President Biden is in California assessing wildfire damage and addressing the federal response to fire and climate change. The president also spending some time in Boise, Idaho on Monday. Biden also heading to Southern California to campaign with Governor Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall election on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Saturday marked the 20th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy claims the terrorists that carried out the attacks ultimately failed in their objectives to strike fear in the hearts of Americans.
20 years ago, we saw true evil, an evil that tried to destroy us. But good people become heroes in hard times. And that's how the American people responded. Heroically.
The Senate in session this week, but the House is still on recess. Beef prices have gone up 14% this year. Meanwhile, pork has jumped 12.1% and poultry has risen 6.6%. But grocery chain Kroger says prices are headed higher later this year. The Fed Reserve has claimed the price increases are transitory and that pressure on prices will subside when supply chain disruptions are resolved. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Another round of advanced child tax credit payments is just days away from going out to tens of millions of Americans. The third batch of monthly checks is scheduled to go out on September 15th, according to the IRS. The payments will continue to be distributed on a monthly basis to eligible taxpayers through the remainder of the year, with the last half going out in one payment next year. More than 30 million households qualify for the payments of up to $300 per month for eligible children ages 5 and younger, and $250 for eligible children between 6 and 17 years old. House Democrats are expected to propose raising the corporate tax rate to 26.5% from 21% and imposing a 3 percentage point surtax on individual income above $5 million. The tax increases would be part of the House Ways and Means Committee's plans to pay for the party's priorities in a fast-moving budget bill. When it comes to a corporate tax rate, West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin tells CNN,
they're looking for $3.5 trillion. I'm looking for a competitive tax rate, okay? I want to make adjustments and changes. They're looking for basically...
What does competitive tax rate mean? Can you...
Globally competitive. Then you have to be globally competitive.
Right,
you can't be...
But can you give... Can you
first
explain?
Of all, you can't be at 39% as far as capital gains. I said 28 all in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.